Hello, everyone. This is Sonia Paul, and welcome to the next episode of Loitering, the occasional but lovable traveling mini pod. Today, we are loitering at my brother's house in Washington, D.C., and we're joined by his dog, Biff. Oh. That's Biff chewing on a toy
and grunting.
And we have a very special guest today. She's not normally in the United States. That's Biff's toy. So can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Valerie Hopkins. I'm a freelance journalist in the Balkans.
Okay, that brings us to our topic for today's episodes, freelancing and loitering. Biff, so how long have you been based in the Balkans and reporting on the region?
Well, I've been living and working in the Balkans since early 2010. I did 1 year, 9 months really, in between doing my master's in New York. With Sonia. That's how we know each other.
How is it to be a female freelance journalist in the Balkans? Like, you're giving me a look. So please talk about that look.
Well, it's fun. There are many journalists, freelance journalists in the Balkans to begin with, and even fewer female ones. But it's fun. It's interesting. It's great. You have a lot of doors open to you in small countries, but many of the people who open those doors assume you're a student or, you know, just another young intern trying to do something.
So they don't take you seriously.
Sure, but I don't know if that's an only Balkan problem.
Yeah, I've experienced that too.
I like to do stories with a political bent, mostly. So mostly in many of the countries, it's political stalemates due to the complicated political structures that have been set up after the wars for Yugoslavia. But I really do also like to cover some social justice stories, human interest stories. I like to write a lot about minority communities. And we have a lot of protests in my part of the world, so those are always fun to cover.
Right. You typically probably do have to loiter around in different places to build up sources and, you know, get an understanding of what the region is like. How is it to be back in the United States after being in that sort of situation for so long?
It's interesting to loiter in the Balkans because a lot of the public space is male dominated. But it's also a really good place to loiter because you can see all of your friends really fast. And if you loiter around long enough, you're going to bump into one of them. I think that's the biggest difference between here and there is that over there you can meet your friends easily. You don't have to say, okay, next Thursday at 6:15 for the early slot.
Do you think that is because of physical space or just because of people's schedules and, you know, people maybe having a more fixed schedule or, you know, being tied to the man, so to speak? Sorry, that was Beth again.
You know, I think about this a lot because I don't really have a full answer, but I mean, I think it's all of the above, but I think the biggest is just the commuting. Biff's eating my shoe.
He has a tennis ball in his mouth right now.
People have a lot of commitments. They have to work more, and they live a lot further away from home than people in most of the towns and cities that I've been living in for the last 7 years. And they also maybe have more boundaries. You know, they might be more keen to have their friend come over, or they might be more open with a friend about different issues. But it's just also just a convenience thing. Yeah, you know, where I live, everything really happens in a strong city center. So
everything really happens. Give us some privacy. I'm sorry. Okay. Just chill. Okay, everything happens at the city center.
So then it's really, you know, if you live in the city center, everything's pretty simple and pretty easy.
Right. We got to wrap up, but is there anything else that you want to add that I didn't ask?
I love Biff.
Do you have anything to say, Biff? Thank you, Valerie, so much for joining us here today as we're loitering at my brother's house. My brother and my sister-in-law, who are kind enough to always let me come and stay with them whenever I happen to be in the city.
Oh my God, Biff.
All right, goodbye.